Welcome to the Fuller Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 10th of February, and I'm recording at 9:37 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time here in London. Okay, well, another interesting day. I know I say that so often, but my goodness, it is usually the case, isn't it? But let's start with the Asian stock markets here. I had seen those open last night, and they opened weak, but they then improved somewhat. Japan was a little mixed, but a couple of indices down, one higher, although the futures are higher, and you'll see why in a minute. Now, Hong Kong also picked up here slightly today, and the Shanghai Composite Index, which has seen a good correction, but that was up 1.5% here today. Has that checked the correction? Well, we'll need to see some good upside follow through on Wednesday to increase that possibility. But it is oversold. Now, Taiwan, South Korea, and Australia were down small amounts. India, which is also now oversold, having been very overbought, 3-4 weeks ago, is currently high. Well, it was higher today by just under half a percentage point. And this also will need some upside follow through. Which wouldn't surprise me, but that's what's required to indicate that selling pressure is over against the background of this short-term oversold indicator. Both of those indices for India and also the Shanghai Composite Index are still well above their rising 200-day moving averages. Now, elsewhere, we had small losses in Thailand and Indonesia, tiny profit in New Zealand. Now, looking at the European indices, mostly higher. There were stories this morning that Greece was very close to an agreement with Germany and well, Germany is really the main player in this discussion regarding their overall debt situation, and the market liked it. We saw gains of, well, the Italian MIB index was up 1.75%. The Spanish IBEX up 1.30%, France up nearly 1%, and the DAX a little less than that. Eurostoxx index up over 1%, but then there were some dissenting voices, influential voices coming out of Germany. It still seems to be very much in play, and my hunch, though, I mean, people have been very nervous about this recently, understandably. My hunch is that the Greek politicians will have to toe the line in here, and they may get some little face-saving consolation prize, but they're going to have to, as I say, toe the line if they want to remain in the euro. Now, Wall Street, a good day in here today. The Dow was up nearly 0.8%. That also saw the S&P 500 up 1.07% and the Nasdaq up 1.3%. So the growth sector is doing best of all in here, and that S&P 500 is up to 2,068 for the S&P 500. Now, what was really interesting in here today, I feel, is that iconic share, Apple, the biggest company in terms of share price valuation in the world, burst through to a new high. Well, it was I don't be dramatic. It's been testing it, but it was up over $2 today, up to $122. And that breaks above the November high, which was just below the $120 level. And by coincidence, I also saw a report that came sliding past on my screen, and that was the NASDAQ short interest figures as of January 30th. And Apple still had nearly 59 million shares short. Well, it's a big company. That's not a huge amount, but again, it's not insignificant either. And that will help it on the upside. I don't think there are many people who are short who are going to be too happy about riding that into new high, riding that short into new high ground. It has come down from about 70 million shares a couple of months ago. Okay, so what else happened here? Mexico and Brazil were down a little bit. Looking at the government bonds, now this is interesting as well. The U.S. 10-year. Now that closed just above the 2% level. Now you remember it was way down just 7 days ago. So it's been up six out of the last 7 days this month, and so it's quite a sharp rise overall. What do I make of that, and what do you make of that? Well, for me, I think it's important. People have been scared to death about the deflation stories. You know my view that the most powerful deflationary forces in here right now are coming from technology, and those are mostly positive. So, interesting. I think this bond market could. Well, I think these bond investors are living dangerously, I'll put it that way. But I'll also remind you that I've said that for at least 2 or 3 years, and that has not been the case. So I still tip my hat to those bond investors, but again, I think you're living dangerously. Okay. Elsewhere, we have seen the U.S. dollar index that pushed a little bit higher in here today, and it's up at 94.75. Now, against that background, well, I saw the Indian rupee that was still above the 62 level. It hasn't done much, I must say. It's been a firm currency here overall, but it did weaken a little bit yesterday, as I mentioned, and it in pushing above that 62 level, and it could not get back under it today for more than a brief period before closing a fraction higher. Chinese renminbi is just has paused here in a very tight range near some former lows against the greenback. And the Australian dollar that eased a little bit in here today. The euro down a tiny bit, 1.1315. I think that was the same level that I mentioned yesterday. And the sterling was a little bit firmer, 1.5250. Those are the main ones that that I've actually seen in the commodities. Now, oil prices weaker in here today. The Brent had looked at 60 yesterday or very close to it and blinked. And I think maybe a few shorts coming back in, and it's at 57.07 right now. That's down $1.27. And the WTI, that is down nearly $2. It's at $50.90 as I speak. Okay, and in the precious metals, they've been weaker here today. Palladium down $8, 771 and change. Silver 1690, that's down 16 cents. Platinum down $11.50 at 12, nearly 1209. And gold bullion down over $5 at $1,233 in change, nearly $34. Okay, grains and beans, those are mostly weaker. And the industrial metals, again, mostly weaker. I mentioned yesterday that we'd seen a recovery off the lows, a small recovery off the lows, but yesterday's little upward dynamic on the continuous commodity index was slightly more than offset in here today. It's going to be a long struggle for commodities, but I think they are depressed, and I think that will global GDP growth pick up? Well, that's what the bond market, U.S. bond market, may be anticipating. Certainly, the figures are going to be slowed in the energy-producing sector, but a lot of other parts of the U.S. economy, I really feel, are doing quite well right now. There's a chance that QE and a settlement with Greece, that will help stabilize Europe a little bit more and actually get some structural changes within Europe. One's been hoping for that for decades, but better late than never. And I also think that people are maybe a little bit too bearish about other parts of the globe, particularly the Asian Pacific region overall. Okay, so again, another interesting day. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.